Dude, you're on fire. What's going on?
Yeah, something different. I don't know. The Bucks are just finding their way in. Before this, I've had opportunities. I just didn't capitalize on them, and right now they're going in for me. So just try to help the team, you know, win some games, and hopefully it'll continue.
You guys had a little luck on the power play, too, today.
Yeah, we did. We did. We weren't too smooth, but we had our chance. But whether or not we get used, I'm going to say probably not. But just in case, you never know. So we're ready.
Pretty emotional game last time with Minnesota. Expecting something similar tomorrow? Or?
Yeah, I guess. They're a good team. You know, they're struggling right now, as are we. So we're going to be both teams are going to be starving for 2 points. So it's definitely going to, be emotional. And both teams are going to, you know, rise to the forefront, and hopefully we could be the team that wins.
Your two teams don't see each other much, but there seemed to be some bad blood in the last game. Any theories on where that comes from?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just in the heat of the battle, you know, different games, different situations. That game, there were some hits. Guys were in each other's face, and, I mean, that's all part of it, and that's exciting hockey. So hopefully that's the way it is tomorrow.
What's it going to take for this team to go on a run?
We just got to get one, you know, win one game. Get everything clicking, power play, penalty kill, even strength, you know, just put some goals in the net and get some confidence, get rolling here, and hopefully it'll be a snowball effect and put three or four together.
I don't know if you score on the beautiful goal, the goal scorers' goals.
Do you name your goals at all or come up with things?
Well, you think I would. I mean, I only got three, so to come up with three names, I mean, that shouldn't be too hard. But, no, I mean, I just, I'm just excited about, you know, confidence-wise, you know, knowing that I'm kind of contributing. Offensively, so it's something, like I said, I knew it was there. It's just a matter of time, and unfortunately it took so long, but right now it's you know, we're in the backstretch, so hopefully I could kind of keep stepping up and you know, do what it takes to help this team win.
In a time when the team needs goals, it's nice that you guys can do what you're doing, you know, defensively and everything, but also add some offense.
That's it. I mean, our main focus as a line is to shut down teams' top lines, and we've done a fair job with that. But at the same time, when we can contribute offensively and take the pressure off our top lines, that's huge. So, and that's all about being a team. So hopefully we continue to do that and help the team win hockey games.
Chris, what do you get in a situation like last night where it's a close game at home and now the importance of the 2 points, the other team goes up in the third period, and you don't get the response that you're looking for? What do you do as a group to try and make sure that's not a pattern or that's not going to be an issue again?
Yeah, well, the next time we're faced with adversity, and it's tomorrow, we just got to rise. And that's what we've been talking about. Just, you know, yesterday's game is behind us. Our response isn't what we wanted or expected. But at the same time, we got a chance to go into Minnesota, grab two huge points. So we just got to just rebound and come out hard, start to finish, and just put a full 60 together and see what happens.
From your experience being around this group of guys, does it surprise you that you guys weren't able to react in that situation, or has it been something you wondered about from the group?
No, I think lately our third periods have gotten a lot better compared to, if you want to compare, like beginning of the season. But no, we're a young team, but we got some veteran presence in our young age, and it's going to rise to the forefront here. We just the next time we get put in that kind of situation, we just got to, you know, leaders got to lead and show by example, and hopefully we'll come out on the top end of it.